Our money mindset is shaped by parents. Our minds work like computers, with key programs installed in childhood. The patterns we develop are based on our earliest experiences. The things we heard our parents say repeatedly about money as children become deeply embedded in our minds, shaping our future attitudes toward money. Sayings like money is the root of all evil. Money doesn't grow on trees, and you can't buy happiness become part of our money blueprint and affect how we think about money later. Since our parents have the greatest impact on us when we're young, we have two choices: accept their ideas about money or reject them. We either align with their views on money and wealth or decide to do things differently. However, simply resisting isn't enough to change your financial mindset. People who rebel often do so with the wrong reasons for wanting wealth. They don't genuinely desire to get rich, they merely want to prove they are better than their poor parents or get back at them. This attitude, learned from their parents, can cause them to quickly lose any money they earn unless they deeply change their mindset about money. On the other hand, those who understand that anything is possible with money from a young age find it easier to make money. They are motivated by the desire to be free and independent, and they can fulfill this need through wealth. We mimic our parents' income strategies. Our attitude toward money is shaped not only by what we hear from our parents but also by how they earn and handle money. For example, that's the way my mother always did it explains why we manage money as we do, similar to how we cook macaroni a certain way. If, as a child, you were told to ask your father for money, you might internalize the idea that men handle finances while women don't. Similarly, if your parents experienced scarcity during events like World War II or an economic crisis, their experiences will affect how you view money, making you feel like you never have enough. Our early experiences shape how we handle money, as we observe and store our parents' habits in our minds. When we start earning as young adults, we often follow these same patterns without even knowing it. Iker's story highlights this. His father, a builder, would make a lot of money from buying and selling houses but always reinvested and end up broke. Iker repeated this cycle in his own business ventures, not understanding why he was failing. Humans are creatures of habit, and once we've learned something, it's tough to unlearn. To break free from these inherited money habits, we need to recognize them and make a conscious effort to change. Do a full check before changing thoughts. If you haven't reached the level of wealth you want, it's often due to an inner mindset rather than outside factors. But it's never too late to change it. The first step to becoming more financially successful is realizing that your current thinking might be holding you back. After you recognize this, look into where these thoughts come from. What habits and behaviors did you learn from your parents, and how have they affected you? What thought patterns do you follow? How much wealth do you believe you can achieve? What unconscious strategies do you use to manage your money? To understand your mindset better, write down how your role models dealt with money and which of your parents' sayings have influenced your behavior. Did hearing "we can't afford that" frequently lead you to believe you can never afford anything? Analyzing your current financial situation can be eye-opening. It shows you how much money you're pre-configured to earn and whether you should spend more or save. The success or failure of your investments reveals if you're unconsciously geared towards gains or losses. Once you understand how you've been conditioned, you can choose to change your thinking. You can flip the switch in your inner world by replacing old thought patterns with new ones focused on wealth. New rules, new habits. Getting rich isn't just about reading books or knowing the theory behind wealth. To truly change your financial situation, you need to replace old beliefs about money with new, better ones. Our attitudes towards money were shaped by what we learned when we were young, so we need to adopt and repeat new principles to change them. For instance, saying "I have a millionaire mind" or "my money works hard for me and earns more and more every evening" helps shift your mindset from conventional thinking to a millionaire's way of thinking. To sort out your existing financial habits, you must make conscious changes in behavior. True learning happens when you apply new practices yourself. As creatures of habit, people need to alter their routines to change their relationship with money. For example, T. Harv Eker broke free from his father's habits, started a fitness store, and turned it into a successful chain, earning millions. We need to train ourselves to act correctly. Suppose you're at a mall and see a handbag on sale. Your usual thought might be, "Get it, it's a bargain." Instead, use your new mindset: if you're in debt, you shouldn't buy anything else. By constantly affirming positive thoughts and taking specific actions, you can gradually replace old habits with new ones and start thinking like a millionaire. To be rich, control your fate. To achieve financial success, you must believe that you control your own financial future. Wealthy individuals understand they are in charge, while those struggling financially often let others dictate their income. It's surprising how many poor people spend a significant portion of their salary on lottery tickets, hoping for a big win. In contrast, wealthy people don't gamble or wait for luck. Often, people in financial trouble see themselves as victims, blaming the government, employers, or the economy. Until you recognize that you control your own financial success, your situation won't improve. If you find yourself blaming others or complaining about your financial issues, remember that you are responsible for your success. Look for reasons behind your failures. To stop thinking like a victim, regularly list transactions that went wrong and assess your involvement. Am I in the red for the third month straight because I've been shopping too much? Would researching the fund the bank recommended, which actually lost value, have been wiser? Instead of complaining, focus on areas where you can make improvements and take steps toward your financial success. This way, you can actively work on building your wealth. Future millionaires need optimism. Many people without money believe that virtue and wealth can't mix, but this is not true for millionaires. To become rich, you need to like money. Poor people often have negative views about wealth, fearing they might be liked only for their money or become bad people. They also worry about the work and responsibility that come with wealth, which can hold them back. Those who only see obstacles to wealth and feel defeated miss out on opportunities to make money. In contrast, rich people spot opportunities and potential profits. They are willing to take calculated risks and stay optimistic, even if they lose money, believing they can earn it back. Taking risks can lead to big rewards. Your wealth will grow if you develop opportunities and ignore potential obstacles. To become wealthy, it's important to have a positive attitude towards rich people. Negative feelings like envy and mistrust towards millionaires can block your path to success. If you dislike rich people, you'll miss opportunities to learn from them and might never become one yourself. Instead, adopting a millionaire's mindset involves valuing money positively. Admire wealthy individuals rather than resenting them, and you're more likely to achieve wealth yourself. You can only get rich by fully committing. Rich people start with the clear goal of becoming wealthy and commit fully to their prosperity. Those who merely wish to get rich but limit their efforts or sacrifices usually remain poor. Only individuals who are completely dedicated to wealth, even to the point of betting their lives on it, will achieve prosperity. Working hard for long hours daily and accepting less freedom is part of this commitment. Challenging and improving yourself is crucial too. Your wealth grows as you grow. Continuing your education, attending seminars, and reading about capital investments and investing is essential to understanding wealth strategies. The more you know about money, the more you can earn. Committing to a business means starting a company or joining a profitable industry, since wealthy people often own businesses. While luck can influence business success, you need to start with a solid business plan to achieve real wealth. The best approach is to work enthusiastically in your chosen industry, regardless of your role. For instance, if you aim to run a restaurant chain, gaining experience in the catering business and learning from your manager is valuable. If you lack original business ideas, consider partnering with someone else's venture. Make a commitment to yourself to become a millionaire, or more, and fully dedicate yourself to your business goals. Aim high to get rich. Millionaires aim for immense wealth, while others just want a secure income. The universe responds to your focus. Thinking big leads to big actions and potentially big money. Small thinking results in a small income. Many struggle to offer large-scale services to a broad market. If you want to get rich, consider how many people you can reach. Is it 20 or 20,000? Your reach affects your income, so decide if you want to impact thousands or the entire world. Personal services, like those of a professional masseur, have their limits. You can only serve a certain number of clients each day, which caps your income potential. Future millionaires don't restrict their earnings by time because time is a limiting factor. Instead, they focus on the quality of their results, which has no limits. Rather than becoming a masseur, they aim to own a chain of massage studios to become wealthy. If you struggle with big thinking, surround yourself with ambitious people. As the saying goes, if you want to fly with the eagles, don't swim with the ducks. Successful people not only inspire others but also guide them on the path to success. Money grows with proper handling. Earning a lot of money is one thing, but keeping it and making it grow is another. Handling money wisely and managing it carefully are key to building wealth and prosperity. Many people wrongly believe that just having a high income makes you rich. Instead, true wealth is measured by your net worth, which is the total value of all your possessions. Savings and investment returns are also important. Aim to have a large net income and invest wisely for the future. Keeping track of your finances and having a long-term plan can help balance your income, expenses, and savings. It's a good idea to hire a trusted financial planner to assist you. Generating passive income, like returns from stocks or investment funds, is also crucial. If you want to get rich, start managing your money rather than hiding it away. Investing in real estate, land, or promising business ideas can help your money grow quickly. Split your income into different bank accounts. Set aside 50% for overhead costs and put 10% of every dollar you earn into an account reserved for capital investments or other investments with passive income flows. Also, deposit 10% into a pleasure account to treat yourself, like dining at an exclusive restaurant and ordering the most expensive item on the menu. Saving is crucial for building wealth. Keep your cost of living low. If you waste your high income on expensive cars and designer clothes, you'll never get rich. Only those who plan for the future and resist immediate gratification will become millionaires. Believe in yourself to succeed. Wealthy people stand out from those with less money because they know their worth and believe they deserve to be rich. In contrast, people who aren't wealthy often feel unworthy and doubt themselves. This lack of self-belief leads to financial struggles because they unconsciously avoid opportunities to make money. Rich individuals understand their value and know how to promote themselves and their ideas effectively. Leaders often become wealthy because they earn more in their roles. However, to become a leader, one must attract followers, which requires selling their ideas well. Many unsuccessful people are raised to think it's rude to toot your own horn. But in money and business, the mindset is, if I don't toot my own horn, who will? Not promoting oneself is a major reason why those who feel worthless never achieve wealth. To identify your value and sell it, first pinpoint your talents. Use these talents to create a product or service in your business that you believe in completely. To boost your self-worth, live like a millionaire by treating yourself to rewards you've earned, like a membership at a high-end gym or tennis club, or a coffee at the most expensive hotel in the city. Everyone has their own way of wanting to get rich, but only those who truly believe in themselves can persuade others to believe in them too. Key points: 1. Childhood money beliefs shape future attitudes and financial habits. 2. Inherited money habits influence how we handle finances as adults. 3. Rebel attitudes towards money often stem from a desire to prove oneself, not genuine wealth goals. 4. Recognize and change outdated money mindsets for financial success. 5. Adopt new money principles and replace old beliefs to improve wealth. 6. Control your financial future and avoid blaming external factors for financial struggles. 7. Aim high and handle money wisely to build and sustain wealth.